here's a story from The World.
In Kenya, polling stations have closed and the country's heated presidential election now begins the tallying. There are two leading contenders hoping to replace outgoing president Uhuru Kenyatta in a race that experts say is too close to call. The World's Halima Gikande spoke with voters today in the capital, Nairobi, and has this report.
In the Kibera slum, Kenyans young and old jog slowly next to a line of SUVs. One of them is carrying presidential candidate Raila Odinga. He was here to cast his vote. Solfa Adhiambo Abdul says she supports him. I was so excited to see him that I couldn't even sleep, she tells me. She went to her polling station at 6 a.m. to vote for Raila Odinga, whose nickname is Baba, or Father. Support for Odinga is high here in Kibera, an area he used to represent in parliament. This is now his fifth run for president. At a nearby polling station, Mofat Asira tells me why Odinga is getting his vote.
Raila amekuwa akitupigania haki zetu.
He tells me Odinga fought hard for democracy in Kenya and helped build schools like the one he's voting in. Odinga's background in governance is what he's banking on in this election. This time around, he also has the support of the current president Uhuru Kenyatta, his former political rival. A few years ago, they made amends in a surprising turnabout. I cross town to an area called Umlango Kubwa. At this polling station, there's a heavy security presence with a dozen or so armed police officers. Lucy Wangoi Kanyeria lives in the neighborhood. She tells me she is voting for William Ruto and proudly shows me her inked stamped finger. Ruto is the other top contender in this election. For the past 10 years, he's been Kenya's deputy president. But in a different, surprising political twist, he fell out with his boss, the current president. Ruto has since pitched himself to voters as a self-made man from a humble background. That resonates with Kanyeria. Ruto is a hustler like me, she tells me. Life is hard for poor people like us. Kanyeria earns a few dollars a day selling bars of soap. She says Ruto will improve the economy. Kanyeria tells me that whoever wins must accept defeat so there can be peace. She tells me how following the last election, there was a lot of violence and people in this area were killed. So far, though, things have been peaceful. Karuto Kanyinga of the University of Nairobi tells me that's been the case in most of the country.
Many businesses have remained open in different parts of the country, unlike in the past. In the previous elections, by now, everyone would have closed because they would have feared violence.
One reason for this, he says, is that people are voting more about pressing issues rather than just on ethnic lines, at least for the people who are voting at all.
For the first time in decades, we seem to be having the lowest voter turnout in an election, and both the presidential election and the lower level elections.
In a wealthy Westlands neighborhood in Nairobi, surrounded by luxury apartments and expensive malls, I speak with 23-year-old law student Jemima Odipo, who is voting in her first election. She tells me she sees voting as her civic duty.
I think the current youth are more focused on changing our future than we are on probably voting on tribal lines or voting for someone who we think our parents or probably our husbands would want. We are more interested in voting for what we want.
And what she wants to see is for the next government to address women's rights and create more opportunities for the youth. When I ask her who she's voting for, she holds back.
They're going to win. That's all I can say.
But no more than that.
I'm confident in my candidates, and I hope they'll evoke proper change. Yeah. We'll hold them accountable.
Kenya's electoral body is expected to announce the results within the next week. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.